Ukraine, Cornish family pay tribute to son killed in action, date modified colon 2024-11-09-19-17-50.516Z, description colon Callum Tyndall Draper's mother and father said they are very proud of their son, Family pay tribute to British man killed in Ukraine, Tyndall Draper family handout, Callum Tyndall Draper's family said they have been told their son died on November 5th. A family has paid tribute to their son who has been killed in Ukraine, saying they begged him not to go but he wanted to help. Callum Tyndall Draper's family said they were informed by the 4th International Legion that the 22-year-old from Cornwall had been killed in action while the Foreign Volunteer Platoon defended an observation point on November 5. His father Stephen Draper said the family were proud of their brave son, who had told them before going to Ukraine in June he knew the risks he would face and the chances of him coming home were slim. The Foreign Office said, "We are aware that a British national has reportedly died in Ukraine and stand ready to assist the family in the UK." Tyndall Draper family handout, Callum Tyndall Draper's father Stephen said his son wanted to stand up to bullies. Foreign Office advice has urged people not to travel to Ukraine while the country is in conflict with Russia. Mr. Draper said the family, who live in Gunnislake in Cornwall, had tried to convince his son not to travel out to Ukraine. However, he said once Mr. Tyndall Draper had told them he was going out to help no matter what, the family fully supported him with the plan as they knew how passionate he was about it. "We begged and begged and begged him not to go," Mr. Draper said. But Callum said, "Dad, I'm not frightened of bullies and what's going on in Ukraine is awful and someone needs to stand up for these people." Tyndall Draper family handout, Callum Tyndall Draper's family said they were very proud of him. His mother Caroline Tyndall said the family were also proud of Mr. Tyndall Draper, who had previously worked at Derryford Hospital in Plymouth and as a carer in the community. She went out to visit her son in Ukraine in September and said she noticed he had matured as a person. "It was such a transformation and he said to me, 'Mum, coming out here was the best thing that ever happened to me, I've found who I was meant to be,'" Ms. Tyndall said. "He found who he was meant to be, he became that person and he lived it. Overwhelming love," she added. Mr. Tyndall Draper's battalion had told the family in video messages and handwritten letters they held him in high esteem and he was an inspiration to them in Ukraine. Ms. Tyndall said, "When we found out he'd died, there was just this hole which I can't describe and it's always going to be there. But to know that they are saying he inspired them and they called him their little brother because he was the youngest one out there, they really were a family unit, and that is helping heal us and helping us get by. Already that hole I thought could not be mended is being filled with overwhelming love from his family out there and it means so much." Stephen Draper and Caroline Tyndall said Callum's comrades sent them handwritten notes to say what an inspiration their son was. Mr. Draper said the hole left by his son's death was crushing, but he was filling it with pride from listening to what his comrades had said to the family. He added, "It's inspiring me to go out and think what can I do and how can I be as brave and courageous in the things that I do. I've got the bravest of the brave as a son as an inspiration and that's really powerful." Ms. Tyndall said the family have not had Mr. Tyndall Draper's body back yet, but the family have plans to bury him in Ukraine. She said, "He wanted to stay in Ukraine and live in Ukraine, so I think even if we had the body we would bury him in Ukraine, that's where he found his home." Sense of Duty, a tribute to Mr. Tyndall Draper has also been paid by Duchy College, where he had been part of its Military and Protective Services Academy. In a Facebook post from the Academy, Mr. Tyndall Draper was described as a passionate, articulate, and bright student who had a strong moral compass. He was well liked and respected by his peers, and was not one to shy away from causes he believed in and was instrumental in collecting the 3 minibus loads of equipment that the learners gathered when the war in Ukraine initially kicked off, the post said. Callum truly believed in his sense of duty and after working for the NHS after the course, decided it was his duty to help Ukraine and joined the International Legion of Ukraine in the summer. It added Mr. Tyndall Draper would be commemorated during services being held on Sunday and Monday to mark Remembrance Day. Follow BBC Cornwall on X, Facebook, and Instagram. Send your story ideas to spotlight@bbc.co.uk. More on this story, Story of Ukraine war victims rescuer told in film, aid worker hated injustice, bereaved parents say, parents of killed aid worker arrive in Ukraine, Cornwall Gunnislake, Ukraine.